morning break from 10:15 to 10:45, so feel free to ask him then. Next up, we have Ms. Lori Sylvia. She is an Executive Vice President of Marketing at Red Bend Software. In this role, she's responsible for Red Bend's worldwide marketing efforts, including product marketing, corporate marketing, communications, market adoption, and marketing partnerships. She has 20 years of experience in marketing, communications, and branding, specializing in the mobile, networking, and telecom sectors. Previously, she served as Red Bend's VP of Corporate Marketing, and prior to Red Bend, she was Director of Marketing for General Dynamics' $3 billion IT Services Division. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Lori Sylvia.
Great, thanks. Thanks for bearing with us a moment while we switch to presentations. Let's see, on the right. Great. So yes, hi, my name is Lori Sylvia. I run global marketing for Red Bend Software. I'm here to speak about cloud in the context of hardware manufacturers and how hardware manufacturers can use cloud-based mobile software management services in order to transition into becoming a service provider. So whether you're making smartphones, tablets, digital picture frames, smart meters, chances are you all face a common challenge, which is how do you stand out from the other hardware manufacturers in your product category? Over the last 5 years, we've seen that becoming an OEM, the barriers to becoming an OEM have diminished significantly. You have the availability of high-level operating systems like Android and Linux. You can work with a semiconductor manufacturer that will provide a complete systems on chip. And even cheap, or in a nicer way of saying that, low-cost manufacturing resources in Taiwan and India and China, basically anyone can get into the hardware game. And as a result, hundreds of new manufacturers have entered the market and are really challenging the big brand manufacturers that we all know. And regardless of the product category, I think most buyers today will find a similar feature set. They'll find a sleek touchscreen user interface combined with a high-level operating system and access to a rich application market. So in the world of wirelessly connected devices, there are a few exceptions, but in general, the vast majority of OEMs find that they have little room for differentiation, particularly the Android OEMs. And they're facing constant downward pricing pressure, and we've seen a number of market triggers like consolidation with companies getting acquired, companies exiting the consumer space for mobile devices in the last couple of years. So what can you do if you're a hardware OEM? And we believe that the answer for hardware manufacturers is to use their devices as platforms from which to deliver services. Now, it seems maybe to some people that this is, of course, right? Because we know big brands like Apple are doing this. But for all the other device manufacturers, the service aspect largely has been held by the mobile operator. They're the company that provides your service. But this is changing. I recently was speaking with a tablet manufacturer, and I asked him, what's different about your tablet from all the hundreds, maybe it seems like, at least dozens and dozens of other tablets that are on the market? And he listed an array of interface options. So yes, of course, taking stock Android can be a fast path to enter the market, but it's not a long-term strategy for success. So today I'll share some examples of cloud-based mobile software management services that OEMs can use so that they can offer a differentiated user experience. We were just speaking about how the user experience is very important. And this will help them to build lifelong customer relationships so they can not just make that first product sale, but hopefully make repeat product sales, and quite possibly also generate additional revenue streams. Let me just take two slides to sort of explain what I mean by mobile software management services. My company, Red Bend Software, sells to device OEMs, and we've helped more than 80 device manufacturers become service providers. Our software is used in billions of mobile phones and connected devices. Maybe some of you are carrying a Redben-enabled device right now. And we license our software to the manufacturer. They integrate the software into the device before the device ships into the market. And then it allows the OEM to later then manage those devices remotely over the air. And this can work over any type of network from 2G to LTE, Wi-Fi, satellite, even power line communication networks. Mobile software management is about being able to install and remove, update, activate any kind of software on the device. And not just applications, but also the firmware. And because the OEM holds the key to the firmware, which is the driving the functionality of the device, they're in a unique position to use those devices to deliver their own set of services. So let's... And for the last 10 years, we essentially licensed our management software to the OEM, and the OEM had to build their own service infrastructure. They had to buy the servers and host their servers in the cloud somewhere and lease network access so that they could then deliver services to their devices. But this year, we launched our own cloud-based service for manufacturers, and now manufacturers can access Redben's SaaS in order to easily provide services to their mobile device users. This is especially important for all of those new OEM entrants that I mentioned before, because many of those don't have the engineering skills, resources, in order to build their own service networks themselves. And one last point that I'll make is that our own SaaS service can also be used as a platform as a service. So we have some OEMs that are serving the enterprise market. And this CIOs of those enterprise customers want to be able to perform management actions on those devices. So we're a SaaS provider and also a PaaS provider. So let's look at some examples of cloud-based mobile software management services that hardware makers can leverage. The services I'll discuss are firmware updating, application management, device analytics, policy management, and dual personas. All of these are using over-the-air technologies so that the OEM can have a differentiated user experience and, in some cases, also generate new revenue streams. The first service is firmware over-the-air updating, and it's probably the service that you're most familiar with as a mobile device user. OEMs will use FOTA in order to update the device's operating system to a new version that contains new features and performance improvements. And for most OEMs, this is their first foray into services. So beyond providing product support during the warranty period, they can deliver new capabilities to their users and keep their users happy. And it introduces the OEM brand as a service provider. It can build long-term customer relationships. It will reduce customer care and even warranty costs. And also will enable OEMs to avoid a product recall, which can be quite damaging. And today, nearly every type of device, whether it's a mobile device or a connected device, is receiving firmware updates over the air. Even my Blu-ray player at home, when I turn that on, sometimes it says that the software is being updated. Can you wait a few minutes while that happens? So everything from not just your smartphones and your tablets, but also to gaming consoles and wearable devices and even M2M connected devices. And in the last couple of years, even cars and agricultural machines on the farming field are being updated with FOTA. So, frankly, consumers and even enterprises are expecting that the devices that they purchase will be able to be updated over the air. And if you're an OEM and you don't offer this, you're really at a significant disadvantage. Probably most of you are carrying an iPhone, I would guess, but if you're lucky enough, you might have a luxury smartphone from Vertu. And Vertu used to be part of Nokia, and they were spun out not too long ago. And they provide a luxury smartphone experience. They're a perfect example of an OEM that built a services model from the beginning. Yes, their hardware, you know, has encrusted with Swarovski crystals, and it's very luxurious hardware, but for them, the device is a platform for service delivery, and their main service is their world-famous concierge services. When Vertu wanted to launch an Android smartphone, they turned to Redben, and they use our cloud infrastructure, our cloud service, in order to provide FODA to their very demanding customers. And the biggest benefit for Vertu is that, yes, they can now deliver firmware updates over the air, but the same cloud infrastructure can be used for them to offer other kinds of integrated services that some third-party providers may be offering today, and they can now capture that revenue. And let me give you the next example, which is application management. So this is an example of a revenue-generating cloud service that OEMs can offer. So as consumers, we're using our smartphones and our tablets, and we're used to having access to an application store and having access to more apps than we could ever dream of. But if the device that you manufacture is used by enterprises, it opens up a whole different set of challenges. And if your customers want to ensure that those devices have a level of security even while they're connected to the open internet, chances are you want to deploy some kind of application management capability on those devices. So if you're a CIO today, and let's say you procured X number of tablets or smartphones for your employees to work, you'll probably turn to some third-party provider in order to get from them a service that you can use to manage your devices. These companies, and there are dozens and dozens of them, many of them are covered by Gartner, they'll charge between $2 to $5 per device per month. But if you're an OEM, why do you want to have a third-party over-the-top provider capturing that revenue? You can capture that yourself. And they don't need to lose this revenue stream. They can offer application management services to their OEM, to their enterprise customers. And in fact, because the application management service that you provide as an OEM is integrated into the device, it will offer better security and faster performance than one of these third-party providers can offer. Panasonic is an example of a company that's doing just that. They famously make the Toughbooks, rugged laptops. They also introduced the Toughpad, which is an Android rugged tablet. And they sell these tablets to government agencies and various companies in various kinds of industries, like telecom workers that are working on utility poles, etc. And they're using Redben's service in order to provide their OEM customers with the ability to deploy applications in a secure area of the firmware. So it means that the users can't delete an application that might be vital for those enterprises. And it also means that if you push that famous hard factory reset button, it doesn't wipe out those applications because they're not stored in user space. They're stored inside the firmware. And this is one of the unique advantages that an OEM can provide if they want to offer this kind of revenue-generating application management service. Okay, the next service is device analytics. I'm probably sure most of you are familiar with machine-to-machine technology, M2M. So these are devices that are often deployed in remote locations. And if there is some problem with that device and you need to roll a service truck, the cost to check on that device can be quite prohibitive. So it's important to have a real-time view into the device's health. And there are lots of services that you can get from mobile operator that can tell you about network health. But if you want a real-time view of the device's health, you need some kind of analytics agent inside that device. And again, this is the value add that the OEM can provide to their customers. Typically, you'll have a company that makes a wireless communications module. There's companies like Telit and Simcom, Sagem, Sierra Wireless. And they sell this wireless chipset into a device maker like a company that makes smart meters or vending machines or even a telematics box that might be monitoring your insurance when you're driving your car. And those chipset companies, many of them are RedBen's customers. And so they're using the cloud, essentially, as a way to offer a service to their device OEM customers in order to be able to monitor those devices remotely. And many M2M connected devices are deployed for 5, 10, sometimes even 20 years. So it's a very price-sensitive business, so the manufacturer can compete on price, but then can use that platform as a way to deliver services and really change their business model for the long term. The next service I'll describe is policy management. And it's similar to application management. There are dozens and dozens of companies that provide mobile device management services, third-party providers that are selling over-the-top services on top of mobile devices. And we're familiar with this in the context of BYOD, bring your own device. But let's say you're making a consumer device, like a digital picture frame. You also can offer a cloud-based service like Lock and Wipe. And in case the picture frame is lost or stolen, you can either bundle this service into the price of the frame, or you can offer it on an annual basis after the fact. And the consumer doesn't have to worry that if the frame is stolen, that some creepy person is going to be spying on their family's photos. And finally, the last service I want to describe is dual personas. So rather than selling one device per user, what if you could sell multiple virtual devices per user? And this is using virtualization technology, and I don't need to describe virtualization technology to this audience, but of course it's been used for decades in servers and desktops, and in the last 5 years it's coming to mobile and embedded devices. You can build your device with a Type 1 hypervisor, okay, integrated into the device before the device ships into the market. And then you can sell and provision over the air a second virtual device on top of that hardware, whether it's a smartphone or a tablet. And because it's directly integrated into the hardware, it will provide the strongest security and the best performance for both the original virtual device that's on the hardware and also the second one that you deploy later. Dual personas as a service is already coming to smartphones, and there's been a number of announcements from RedBen and also from companies that we compete with in this space like VMware. And you'll start to see smartphones and tablets become commercially available with this service already this year and especially next year. Earlier this year, we partnered with Samsung to offer a dual persona version of the very popular Samsung Galaxy S3. So you can imagine that you can use one device for both work and also for personal use, but in some regions of the world, the OEM customers that we're working with are interested in offering two personas, but one is your personal persona and the other one is your private persona. So think about that. Okay, so in summary, cloud-based mobile software management is a new concept for many of the emerging OEMs that are entering the market, and it allows them to quickly and easily establish a high-value one-to-one relationship with their consumer. This is particularly important in the mobile world, where especially here in the U.S., you know, we see our operator's brand on the phone. Many consumers may not even care much about the phone that they buy if it's not an iPhone. And of course, the OEM wants to establish a very valuable brand relationship with their customers as well. And if you're interested in doing this, you can capture the revenue that a lot of these third-party over-the-top providers are capturing right now. You can do it as an OEM. You can either set up your own infrastructure or you can go with another company like RedBen and have an easy way to offer cloud services to your mobile device. And I think forward-thinking OEMs that think about the cloud in this manner can transform themselves from being just a hardware manufacturer into a service provider and really reinvent business models that can even change their industries. Thank you.
Questions for Lori?
Yeah, I do. Can you run iOS and Android in the same phone?
Technically, it's people ask. That's like the number one question that we get asked.
Are you sure?
Yes, technically it's possible, but in order to do that, you need cooperation from Apple. And yeah. You know, and Apple probably will never allow any company to virtualize iOS and put it on another company's hardware because they're doing the entire system. They're making the hardware, the platform, the software, and the services on top
of
that.
So now that Microsoft owns Nokia.
My take would be they're not doing that because they're foolish, but yeah. That's a different discussion.
So Nokia and Android is possible, though, right?
Windows and Android, yeah. Absolutely.
The other use case I'm interested in is instead of having to jailbreak a phone and put a different SIM card in it when I am in Europe, just basically have one persona for my U.S. carrier network and one plan for that, and another persona for a different carrier over in Europe when I'm on that network. Yeah. I mean, that would be a simple application for me.
Yep, that's a good idea.
Anyway.
One more round of applause.